Yeah, do you want to get the clarification?
Yeah. Brian, can you clarify, on the chart, it speaks to fiscal year. We're talking July 1, June 30th versus when we take a look at sometimes the stuff, it comes as January 1 through December 31st.
Well,
what's the relationship between the two different time periods that we tend to see with health benefits?
Yeah, and that sometimes adds some confusion to the picture, but the plan year is a calendar year plan. Our changes, whatever changes take place, become effective January. The providers adjust and create premiums based on a January 1 effective date. Obviously, our fiscal year starts in July, so whenever we talk about costs, we have to talk about calendar year, but we also have to translate that into a fiscal year picture, which spans, obviously, two calendar years.
So all the discussion that you just made deals with the fiscal year, the
yes,
July 1,
I've tried
June 30th.
To, wherever possible, and wherever numbers are going out to the board or anybody internally, is talk in terms of fiscal year, because that's how everyone...
So fiscal year 04 is July 1, 03 to July to June 1, 30th. To June 30th, 04.
Correct.
One last thing, with regard to, you talked about Medco giving money back to the district. That doesn't have anything to do with the national settlement that Medco had?
No.
With regulators?
No, that's entirely separate. We have, as part of our contract, was negotiated when we went to Medco for January 03, that based on particular levels of utilization of drugs, by our members, that there are rebates that come back from the drug manufacturer. We get those rebates, and they're paid to us quarterly by Medco.
And will we get any money in that national settlement?
I don't know enough detail about the national settlement. I don't know. Perhaps Che does, but I don't. I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you.